Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score. An Odyssey station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score! The Bears barely won that game. You beat a 43-year-old quarterback. Whippy, you guys doing some really, yeah. Once you bring deep Green Bay, and then we'll be talking some.
Thanks to Ian Happ, Cody Decker, and Hub Arcus for joining us today. Connor O'Donnell and Brian Gerge for their work on the video feed. Jay Zawoski and Jordan Malley for their production help. Time now for Transition, brought to you by CarX, Tire, and Auto. It's Lawrence Holmes time on draft day. What's up?
Unsexy draft day.
Bow chicka bow wow. Hope you draft an offensive lineman.
Yep. Just draft a tackle.
Yeah, they're
done
just
with it.
The weight of disappointment and the weight of skepticism is palpable. Just how many people are uninspired by the usual sense of hope.
As the great band Sade said, it's about faith, it's about trust. And Bears fans right now have neither in Ryan Pace. It's so interesting because not that I thought that I was alone in this, but I threw it up there on the Score's Twitter account today. I did a video about how I'm ordinarily the person that says, get aggressive. If you can make a move, make a move. I don't want that. I want them to be as conservative as possible. Like, this is, Dan, we've been taking calls for over 20 years at this radio station. And one of the things, and Layla, you're going to hear it a lot too over the next few years. We hear this, football is won in the trenches. And over those 20 years, you and I have rolled our eyes at that, at the kind of antiquated thought on football as the game has changed. Well, you know what? I'm going to get off my lawn, dude, now. Football is one in the trenches, damn it.
Here we go.
If they don't take a tackle, I'm going to be angry.
Amen. I've been saying this forever. Just elsewhere. It's the same principle no matter where you are. It's still true.
He's going to get into Doug Buffone's three keys of winning football next.
I'm into that.
Hey, man. It's a good thing. Run the ball. Stop the man with the pig of the skin.
The skin of the pig and pressure
the quarterback. Skin of the pig and... And sack the quarterback. That's it. That's all you got to do.
You know what makes
be able to tackle.
You know what makes a quarterback look good? Having time to throw.
Yes. And there's plenty of choices at tackle. If they want to go corner, I'm okay with that too, actually. I'd be totally fine with that. The only scenario that I could see myself saying, all right, go ahead and get aggressive, is that if you see Justin Fields take the Aaron Rodgers drop, and he's close enough where you don't have to give up too much to get him, I'm with it.
It's going
to
be too much.
Other than that,
it's going to be too much, though. The cost of moving up in the first round of a draft is always too much.
I agree, but I think that he might be worth it if he's close enough. Like, if we see him in the teens and he's there, I would endorse them then being aggressive. But outside, like, I don't want that same level of aggression from Mac Jones. That's all I'm saying.
Or is Trey Lance.
Yeah, she's obsessed with the fact that the boom or bust potential of Trey Lance, and we haven't had anybody like quite like that before with that level of variance. She says that that's just got Bears written all over it.
It does, man. He drafts based on performance or potential rather than performance. Like, he loves potential and performance be damned. The mystery is the intriguing piece to him.
I wonder if he had dinner with any of these quarterbacks.
That only makes them more intriguing.
No, he said he wasn't able to. He said that was the problem with his draft. He couldn't have dinner with him.
Do we know what type of cars all of them drive?
What if he drives a Camry?
Like, does anyone drive an El Camino? Because that's the quarterback that I want.
Patrick Manley does.
Who doesn't want an El Camino?
He doesn't play quarterback.
Nobody drives an El Camino, among other things.
He does. I took a picture of one outside of one of the coffee shops I go to, and I wasn't sure if it passed the muster for an El Camino. It was a really low Volkswagen looking El Camino. I'll send you the picture, Dan, because I took a picture of it, because it looks like someone tried to do an El Camino and they failed. Like, that's what it kind of looks like to me. Like, this. Here, I'll send it to you both. Like, this, I was like, man, that kind of looks like, and then I was like, that's just a really little truck,
Mully,
I think.
Mully sang a song earlier in the transition, so I feel like I have to carry that tradition. Can I sing my El Camino song?
Sure, go ahead.
It goes El Camino, El Camino. The front is like a car, the back is like a truck. El Camino, El Camino. The front is where you hang. The back is where you El Camino. El Camino.
What you just sent me is very much not an El Camino.
But it has, like, look at it. Look at the front of it.
This is just a lowrider truck with a long bed,
Lawrence.
That's
just a lame truck is what that is.
Look at the front of it, though. Like, it's a car front.
Yeah, it's sedan-ish, but it's not. No, that's a bad truck.
The wheelbase is that of a truck because the bed is extended, correct?
I think. I know I was taller than it, and that made me laugh.
What?
I was taller than this thing, and it made me laugh.
Is it got hydraulics? Are we riding slab here? What's the thing?
I don't know. I don't know. All I know is, like, I was so intrigued by it that I thought I would text it to Patrick Manley and ask him if this qualified as an El Camino.
And?
I didn't, but now I will. And I guess I'll send it to Gertz, too, so he can throw it up on Twitch and people can tell if it's a El Camino or not.
The rim situation is problematic.
I mean, it's clearly seen better days. Like, it's clearly seen some better days, but I was intrigued by it. Little truck thing. More intrigued, transition. More intrigued by that than what's going on with the Cubs.
Hey. Yeah, that's no good when you tune in. It's like, okay, now what do we do the rest of the evening? Because this thing is over. That was just Kyle's bad.
He's tipping on fofos, wrapped in fobos right now because they know everything.
Dude, he's tipping
that he's trying to do.
He's tipping on fofos. If that's the ERA right now, this is scary. Like, he's definitely. I think he's definitely tipping pitches. Like, that has to be what's happening here.
And you can't get away with that when you don't have velocity.
There's a texter who really asked a good question that I want to present to you guys, and it's that if there are changes in the baseball, would we see that be an issue for guys who absolutely have to be pinpoint like Davies and Hendricks? And it's a question worth asking.
No, not necessarily, because I don't think if it's just the ballistics of how far it travels, what the difference would be the home runs off of Kyle Hendricks are going 430 instead of 440. That's where we'd see the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they can't hit either. I mean, they really do give you the games of you turn it on and you look and you go, oh, they're not gonna win tonight. Moving right along to the next thing. And Layla, I heard you talking before the segment. Let me tell you something. You know where I live at, and it wasn't raining until about 9:15 last night.
It wasn't?
No, I was looking out the balcony, and I'm like, because I look right into the ballpark, like right there, and I'm like, everything's fine. Now, here's what I couldn't figure out, and I don't know if you two know this. If there is a window, are they allowed to move the game up, or can they not do that?
They should be allowed to, especially with fewer fans and the ability to text people. I've long said that, you know, and Len Casper for years has said the team should be able to do that, but it makes planning hard. It's hard to tell everybody who needs to be at the ballpark to get to the ballpark earlier.
Yeah, but everyone who needs to be at the ballpark for it to work would have already been there. If you would have said, this game could have been played if the it should first of all, it should have started anyway. But if you could have moved it up to, say, 6:10 instead of 7:10.
Cubs did
you
that.
You would have had the opportunity to get all nine Cubs innings in that. On
they,
this game.
They did it last year when there were no fans.
No, they did it the year before, too.
They did?
Yeah, because I remember it was on our air on NBC Sports Chicago. They moved it up to 6 because of rain. A little nugget for y'all. Garrett Crochet on the IL with a back strain.
There it is. Okay, maybe now we find out why his velocity was down.
Upper back strain.
Yep. Or maybe he's on there with the yips.
Oh, no. No, he doesn't. You think he has the yips?
I do think he has the yips when it comes to throwing to first base. I think he's got the thing.
The Terry Mulholland?
And you saw it when he got that high hopper and he, like, took a breath and then threw to first base and the guy was still safe because it was a bad throw. I think they have a lot of really interesting issues.
Is there a phantom IL for managers where we could just say that he's got some little like cognitive problem and we can stash him there for a while?
I really wish that this is not the way that this thing would have gone for the 2021 White Sox, but maybe their talent will prevail.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at now.
It just sucks that we have to hope that it does. Instead of
it should though.
Every like, game like, being Dan, put in the like, best position to win.
Honestly, it should. Like they have overwhelming talent at a lot of different positions. But you're trying to make sure that you win some of these margin games, and that was the whole point. Like the whole idea was to bring in a guy that wasn't going to make fundamental managerial mistakes. And through 20% of the season or whatever, we've seen him do that. We've seen him make fundamental, like, serious stuff where you go, what? Like, you don't know how the replay system works and when you can challenge. You've left pitchers in too long. Like, you don't know what game situations you're looking at.
You had bad hitters hitting instead of better hitters?
Yeah. And late game pinch hitting situations, like I feel like they've done one thing super well, and that's the handling of Michael Kopech. Outside of that, it's all a problem, as John Fox would say.
Well, we don't know how much he's handled Michael Kopech either. We don't know who exactly is supposed to be, you know, if that's a front office edict or what.
Yeah, but I worry about what the front office has to do with anything right now, because I can't imagine that they want, if they have that type of stroke, how could they not have Andrew Vaughn in lineups more often?
Or like, at least pinch hitting for Billy Hamilton.
Yep. You have a manager who, like, here's where Tony's old schoolness, I think, does affect him. It affects him where he's a guys have to prove it to me manager. He will default to veterans, even if the veterans are bad, versus young players that don't quite have a profile yet.
Like old Dusty. Like you can't turn my back on Holly. Yep.
Yes.
Nephi and Perez. My
issue with Andrew Vaughn coming up in the first place was it's a big leap that he's taking, and you're asking him to learn a new position. He seems to be okay defensively. Like, with the chances that he's been given, I think it's worthy of him being able, getting his bat in the lineup and getting him the at-bats. Now, it's worth it to put him out in left or occasionally at first base, whatever it is that you want to do, because you need to make sure that you are producing runs. And when you are down run-producing players, every one of those runs matters. And it doesn't seem like Tony wants to do that. And my gripe with Tuesday's lineup is, okay, you want to do the thing where you're trying to be really good defensively instead, then Billy Hamilton should be playing center field because he's your second best center fielder on your team. So I just there's just a lot. I really hope that the White Sox come out and just pound Detroit in these two games. That would make, I think, all of us feel better. But it might be that the talent has to come to the forefront and overwhelm and play defense against some of the decisions that the front office and the manager make.
Oh, that is a very difficult to sustain setup for a 162 game season.
Didn't have to happen. Yeah. It didn't have to happen. And there's malpractice going on that didn't have to be. There's no reason for it.
I just hope nobody gets hurt. That's my main concern right now. Outside of wins and losses, I just really hope people's arms don't get hurt.
We didn't even get into what's going on with Tony La Russa's charity.
We did not.
Which is being reported in San Francisco right now. His charity that's supposed to help find homes for abandoned dogs and cats apparently has abusive leadership that has caused La Russa's wife and daughters to resign from the organization. But he himself is standing by the leadership saying it's proof that they don't have a toxic, abusive environment because they do good work. Not quite understanding that one has nothing to do with the other.
You know what? I'm just going to stick to the baseball of it.
Yep.
Because the baseball alone of it is enough to go, this seems like a bad decision that you made.
Oh, it is.
Not that you weren't warned that it was a bad decision, but you haven't been able to overcome it. Oh, y'all have made me sad.
No, first, it's okay. See, it's like draft day. Hope. Draft
no!
means hope.
No! No!
Draft means hope.
If the draft day were a tarot card, would it be the devil or would it be something else?
Okay, I'm going to try and be hopeful that that's so straight. That's where we're at. I'm hopeful that they'll just kind of be conservative.
Says a lot.
I'm hopeful that they'll just be like any other NFL team.
Because there's enough track record that they don't deserve our trust.
I think that's fair.
It's a fact.
I'm going to talk with Mark Grody about that. I'm going to talk with Jason Leisure about that on the show. And I am going to make time for Cubs fans to talk about their team.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Bears. Yeah.
Go Bears.
Go Bars. That is Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. Together, they are Bernstein and Rahimi. You can hear them 9 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday, on these airwaves.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.